China FM on the phone from the Greenwood Chamber of Commerce and the marketing guru of Sotoma. It is Christian Maslowski. I get it right this time.
You did. It only took like 5 years, Tyson.
You know, it's funny. A lot of events that we cover and we talk about are they happen yearly. And you know, you're right. 5 years. Has it been 5 years?
I don't know. It's a love. It's a lovely long relationship. Maybe it's shorter, but it feels longer.
You know, but I think the good news is, of course, you're back again for the Wham Fest,
yeah.
Which is wine, art, music, and microbrews, and you're celebrating 10 years. I think that's worth a clap right there. You know, any event that lasts 10 years is worth a clap, and even if you get to the second year of doing an event, it's worth a clap. But you guys over there at Sotoma are really making things happen.
Thank you. Well, and you know, and honestly, I got to thank you and your listeners, Tyson, for helping us get through 10 years. I mean, this has become really a regional event for everyone in South Central Indiana. And we're just so grateful for all the outpour of support and the patronage. This year is our 10th year. We are projecting that after this year's festival, we will have raised more than $750,000 that we've just turned around and given back to the community. Isn't that great?
That's incredible, especially for a fundraiser that seemed to grow year after year after year. And this year is, well, there's the examples in play. It's got bigger.
That's right. The festival, by the numbers, we're looking forward to hosting 7 wineries, 11 microbreweries. We'll have 6 bands live on stage all day. We've got 14 restaurants coming out, 6 food trucks, which is always fun. We've got about 60 artists who are going to be set up. And, you know, it takes over 150 volunteers to make the day happen.
You know, you guys definitely do a good job and getting everything set up there at Craig Park in Greenwood, and went last year, and you need to bring your appetite, and you need to
That's
do that,
right.
You know, and if you're in, you know, I am not a drinker. I don't do wine and I don't do microbrews, but I will be honest. I did sample wine and I did sample some microbrews, and I have a feeling the people that are really into that love this event, because you're right, it's all there. I mean, it's definitely it's fun for everybody.
And that's the neat thing about the festival, right? Is you can come and you may not know if you like or what you like, and you can, because there's going to be different, you know, 11 different microbreweries and 11 or 7 wineries from around Indiana. You can try new things. You know, we've got Beer Brewery is coming, and they cleaned up big time on some microbrew awards recently. Indiana City Brewing Company is coming, and they've got some really popular beers. So if you've never, you know, traveled to downtown Indianapolis to try those breweries, you can just swing on over to the Wham Fest in Greenwood and give them a try. You know, likewise with the wineries, we've got wineries coming from all over. We've got Cedar Creek from Martinsville and Chateau Thomas from Plainfield, Ertl Cellars coming up from Batesville, and Harmony Winery coming down from Fishers, Holtkamp Winery, which was the Indiana Farm Winery of the Year, also just kind of east of the Batesville area coming on in. Hometown staple Mallow Run Winery, and then Reddick Hill coming up from Ripley County down by the Ohio River. So we've got a lot of great things to try if you've never tried or if you don't know if you like anything. So I appreciate your willingness to try new things, and that's what brings people in every year.
You know, and I tried. I was like, I don't do wine, and I don't do beer very often, and I don't drink in general, and it's like, whatever. So I gave it a spin, and I really enjoyed it. And you went ahead and hit on the wines. Let's go ahead and just walk down the list here, the art side of it. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, and that's one of the aspects that sets this festival apart. You know, the artists are just so passionate about what they do, and they like to interact with the attendees. And the festival is the perfect place to find that high quality or unique item for others, or even yourself, that you really won't find anywhere else. You know, that we focus on artists of creating unique and high-quality pieces of art, not crafts. And so you'll find works of photography and acrylic paintings and watercolor paintings and oil paintings. you know, hand-thrown pottery and granite and stone and leather and glasswork. So there's even wearable art and jewelry, you know, so something that you can take and immediately put to use, unless you wanted to find something that you wanted to hang above your fireplace. I mean, there's just a little bit for everyone.
I remember last year, I believe, if I remember correctly, I think, yeah, I never can go there and not spend money between the food and all the and all the venues. But I did. I believe we walked out with something from the art side. It was some it was some accessory or something, because I have no idea anything about accessories. But the now fiance, by the way, getting married next year, she figured out that she explained to me that the accessory is everything, and I'm like, I have no idea what the hell an accessory is, but she said it's like your watch, that's the accessory, and I'm like, but yeah, you can find something to walk out with, guaranteed, at the Wham Fest. So
guaranteed. So we'll accessorize you. So please come on out, folks, come on out.
You know, and walking down the list real quick here. The music, you got a all-star lineup of people going on from 11 to 8. Go and talk about that.
We do. We have, like I said, six bands live on stage, rotating back and forth all day. We kick it off right at 11. The festival's from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, August 18th. The first opening act is an acoustic duo act, Exit 99. We've had them before. They're great to kind of get you starting in the groove right when the gates open. And then we lead into the Blue River Band, bringing a little country music your way, and having everybody get a little fun action there from noon to 1:30. And then that leads us into the latter part of the day, where we really kick up the energy level, starting with Toy Factory at 1:30. Toy Factory, you know, it was R&B, rock. I mean, talk about moving and grooving. We've had them almost every year of Wham Fest. In fact, if we don't bring them back, I think our guests would revolt. So they'll get everybody moving and getting your dance moves on. Leads us into the Woombley's Rock Orchestra. That's the full rock orchestra with their 70s, 80s, 90s today. They also have original music that they've written, and they'll be performing. Phil Perley and his group is just wonderful. And then we're welcoming for the first time the Spasmatics at 4:30. They're kind of the Spasmatics.
Yeah, I don't even – do we – what?
Hey. They're nerdy 80s, high energy. They're a lot of fun. Just fun. Think fun, right?
I just remind it brings me back to high school when my best friend used to call me a spaz, and I didn't.
Spaz,
you know, yeah. Wow. And I'm not that old, so.
Well, I think you would be in good company. I think so. Come on out for sure. And then our headliner closer is we're bringing Hairbangers Ball back, you know, 80s hair band that just is such a popular group around the Midwest, and we're so thrilled to be bringing them back this year for our 10th anniversary to be our headliner.
Wow. So music's covered, and now everybody wants to talk about that microbrewery, so go ahead and talk about those.
Yeah, so you're gonna be moving and grooving. You get a little thirsty. Mm-hmm. We do have water stations, but if you want to try something different, we've got, you know, Beer Brewery. Again, they're a big award winner recently with some of their beers at the 2018 World Beer Cup. You know, try them out. Cedar Creek. In Martinsville, they are a winery and a brewery, and they'll be coming up with both their winery and their brewery. They've got a popular cream ale called Lawn Ranger. So if you don't want to dance, that'd be perfect for you. Grab a Lawn Ranger. And then Center Point Brewery is new this year. Flat 12 Beer Works, Indiana City, Mashcraft from here in Greenwood, Oak and Barrel from here in Greenwood, Planetary Brewing Company from here in Greenwood. Quaff On. Everybody has really grown to love and appreciate Quaff On coming. And then Sun King. You can't have a beer festival without Sun King Brewery. And then Taxman from here in Johnson County and Bargersville. So thrilled that they're joining us again. I'll tell you what, everything they brew is just extremely tasty. So I think folks will really be enjoying the beer this year.
All part of the Wham Fest, the 10th anniversary for this big old fundraiser for Sotoma. Go ahead and just talk about what Sotoma is and what you guys do with all this monies you guys get.
That's right. Yeah. So Sotoma Club of Greenwood, we're a service club. Sotoma stands for Service to Mankind. We are one of 30 clubs in Indiana and about 500 clubs nationwide. The national focus is to improve the quality of life for those at risk or impacted by hearing loss, so speech and hearing. So our club locally works with schools and special services to identify and needs and improvements where we can fund. However, our local club also branches out to support other community organizations as well. So we do a lot with organizations that support our youth, public safety, parks and recreation. And so, you know, we've supported Girls Inc., Habitat for Humanity, and then we've even also supported our colleagues, the Sotoma Club of Morgan County. They come over. Again, we need so many volunteers to help that their club comes to volunteer, and then we support some of their efforts as well. So just a wonderful way to give back to the community.
It's outstanding. It is. I mean, it's a talk about an organization. You know, we all know clubs and organizations that we belong to. But this one has finally found that fundraiser to be able to raise that money to be able to go back to the people who need it. And, of course, last time I checked, I need to be able to see, you know,
That's right. That's right. You know, the Sotoma Club of Greenwood is 52 years old, and this is our 10th WAM Fest. And in the 10 years of WAM Fest, we have raised more than twice the amount of money that the club raised in its first 40 years. So you are absolutely right. We saw an opportunity in the community to add, you know, improve the quality of life, add some entertainment value, but also raise money to give back to local charities.
So we're talking about WAM Fest coming up this weekend at Craig Park in Greenwood, talking to Christian Maslowski from the Greenwood Chamber. Is it Greater Greenwood or is it Greenwood Chamber? I never can remember.
It's a Greater Greenwood Chamber, but we'll answer to either.
And he happens to be the marketing guy, the man that does the marketing for the Sotoma Group and this WAM Fest. And go ahead and talk about the hours of operation and just kind of some housekeeping numbers, because I know in the back of your flyer you talked about how there's a big, huge congestion there at Smith Valley that we're all aware of, the construction of Indiana Summer. So talk about that and just some kind of some housekeeping items.
That's right. We're in construction season in Indiana, and as Greenwood is trying to improve its local roads, that the barrels are certainly out. I think folks coming from the east should not have too much trouble. They can still access the park in the typical way, but the intersection of Smith Valley Road and Madison Avenue is closed. And so, but there is still plenty of parking around where the middle school and the churches, and there's a new city lot, the library and other area community centers and businesses. So, but it is, you know, be mindful that there may be a little extra congestion than normal due to that intersection closing just southwest of the festival. But folks coming from the east should be okay in avoiding most of that. For more information, everyone can go to whamfest.com to find more information on tickets, festival exhibitors and vendors who will be there. The hours are from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday, August 18th, and we're looking for a great time. And the weather, by the way, the weather report's really improving. We're getting all this rain early and out of the way.
You know, a lot of us are all like, Friday football starts on Friday, and we're like, is it going to rain? And then our events this weekend, and yeah. Real quick,
you never know.
Real quick, Ray Skillman helping you out with Johnson Memorial Hospital, Horizon Bank to promote this beautiful event. And got to thank your sponsors. I mean, I don't think you can do a lot of things without those people.
No, you absolutely cannot. They've been vital to making sure operations are taken care of, so that way when the day of comes, we can earn a lot of money to give back to the community. Ray Skillman Auto Group has been a partner from day one. They've underwritten a major part of our operations and been the lead sponsor since day one. Johnson Memorial Health has come on board. This is their third year at that same level, and they've been phenomenal to work with. And we just appreciate, you know, all of our sponsors, all of our media partners, Tyson, you included, you and your listeners have been just so supportive and wonderful, and we can't thank you enough. And like I said, it all goes back. Anything we raise above and beyond our costs, we're putting it back into the community. So we're grateful.
And one thing we want to make a special note too is a lot of people are hearing us now in Hancock County. We have a brand new frequency there in Greenfield and Hancock County on 106.3, and they're like, what in the world's Wham Fest? We've never heard of Wham Fest. Maybe we've never got to Greenwood before. So it's definitely some new ears that are able to hear about your guys' successful festival. And as you can tell, the proof's in the pudding, 10 years going strong. Yeah. And all the information about Wham Fest, which stands for Wine, Arts, Music, and Microbrews, is available at whamfest.com. Coming up this Saturday, Craig Park, 15 in advance, 20 at the door. Anything else?
You know what? Bring your dance moves, bring your sunscreen, bring some comfortable shoes, and just come out and have a good time.